question was raised many years ago by biblical scholars. Why did Jesus not appear to the disciples? Why did he appear to those women? Well, it's a question that I've never had any trouble with, particularly after a friend of mine who was a nurse at the hospital where I worked explained it to me. She said, "You have to understand, women have 2X chromosomes, okay? Men have an X and a Y. And if you look at it closely enough, you will see that a Y is nothing but an incomplete X." It's scientific. Jesus appeared to the women before he appeared to the disciples, because the first reaction of the women in John's gospel is that somebody has taken Jesus's body. And that same thought went through their mind in Matthew's gospel: where is the body? They were sure he was dead. After all, if you've ever seen a crucifixion and the results of it, dead is dead. And he was dead. And so they came either to see the grave or to anoint the body, depending on which version you are reading. And he wasn't there. Where did he go? The reason Jesus didn't have that same scenario with the men is because men would see the body is missing. We would grab swords and spears and go out and try to hunt down like a dog whoever had taken the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And even if he had shown up in front of us, we wouldn't have recognized him because we're so busy being mad. That's men for you. So Jesus kind of breaks it easily to the rest of them by going through the women who are far more, and I hate to say this, guys, they are more rational. They are more compassionate. They are more understanding, and they deal with trauma and surprise a whole lot better than guys do. And how do I know this? Because I have been married 45 years. I married a woman. I know about this, and I know my own shortcomings in front of my wife. And I realize she is not here today, but she may well be watching on the internet. By the way, thank you for all your prayers for her. She, for those of you who don't know, she fell down about 5 steps last Saturday and broke every single rib that there is. And we were worried that she might have a broken hip and a fractured skull. But she got a helicopter ride from Blue Ridge, Georgia to Erlanger, where she was until yesterday. So thank you for your prayers. You know, Jesus showed up to the women, and I think there was a definite reason for that. Not only because of the nature of women, but because the women had been in a service role to Jesus all along. You remember Mary and Martha, who received him into their home, and Mary sat there and listened to everything that Jesus said while Martha, I keep getting them mixed up, is in there, you know, making sure the pot roast just about ready, making sure the rice is done and the gravy doesn't have lumps in it. And she goes out and says to Jesus, "Would you mind sending her in here to help me?" And then you had Mary Magdalene, who came and anointed the feet of Jesus with very costly ointment, which was a foreshadowing of his death. And then in the church itself, as the church began to grow and develop, you had such figures as Lydia, the seller of purple, who was a very successful businesswoman and paid a lot of money to get the church up and moving. Women have always been the workers behind the scenes, and Jesus knew that, I'm convinced. Some friends of mine in another denomination said, "Why do you Presbyterians have women elders and deacons and pastors? Why do you let women do that?" And I said, "It's because we have embraced the truth. The women have been running the church for 2,000 years. Get a grip on it." Those women. Here we are, Easter Sunday. You will notice that the preponderance of the attendees today are women. No brag, just fact. Here you are. Women also have an understanding of the nature of Easter that men often don't. Women understand, for instance, that Easter is not just a day on the calendar. Easter doesn't necessarily come with the sunrise on the Easter Sunday morning. Easter does not necessarily show up in the Easter egg hunts with the kids. Easter doesn't always come with the wonderful meals that we have. Let me tell you, Easter comes when we need it the most. When we need it the most. Easter comes when the oncologist comes into the office and says, "I have bad news, the tumor has returned." That's when Easter shows up. Easter shows up when the surgeon at the hospital comes out and says, "I'm sorry, the trauma your loved one suffered is not survivable." Easter shows up when you're looking out your front door and a car pulls up and an officer and a chaplain from the armed services, all decked out, come with their hats under their arms and they knock on your door and Easter comes. Let me tell you, Easter came this week when Miss Vicky was packed into a tiny little toy helicopter and flown to Erlanger, and Easter came in my car as I was driving, not sure what would happen. Would I have a wife who is permanently injured? Would I be planning a funeral? All of these things in the middle of Holy Week. Easter rode with me that hour and a half in the car, and I was grateful for it because I knew somehow down deep inside everything was going to be okay because Easter is there. That's our faith. Easter's not just about new clothes and the coming of spring. Easter is the hope we have when all other hope is gone. And so one day out of the year, determined by the cycles of the moon, one day out of the year, we play the brass, we play the organ, we are triumphant, we are gloriously exuberant because Easter has come and we can celebrate this day because this is the day that gives all of our other days hope and meaning and, yes, joy. This is when Easter comes, when we need it most. Alleluia. Let us pray. Almighty, eternal, loving, graceful, wise God, you come and meet us when we need you the most. Easter is a symbol of where we need you every other day of our lives. So come, we pray, and speak to us and give us on this day the calm assurance that you are in charge and you are with us, guiding, keeping, loving, and even in the arms of death, you receive us to new life, for such is our Easter hope. These and all of our prayers we ask in the name and by the power of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.